When I was 16, I didn't always make the best decisions. I hear some of you can relate. I was living that summer in Ecuador, in Quito, an exchange student, and I got into a habit of going on weekends to nearby and not so nearby towns. I liked going to market towns, and often these were 2-3 hours away by bus. I particularly liked being there in the mornings, early in the mornings on Saturdays, so that I could see people lighting up the fire, see women cooking dishes for the days, get the smells. That meant I had to leave on Fridays in the afternoon, and I would get to these towns pretty late in the evening. My favorite was called Otavalo. It was one of the most famous Indian markets in the entire area, and I went on several occasions, and I got used to it. I would get into the bus. It would be loaded with people bringing their wares to the market, animals, chickens, goats. On one particular day, I got in and I noticed something different. There were quite a few more goats and chickens than normal. We were on our way to the market during festival weekend. I got there, got out of the bus. What I would normally do is go to a nearby flop house, spend a handful of sucres, maybe get myself a roasted chicken. The whole thing would cost me a total of maybe $5. Well, this evening, I went from door to door, a number of different cheap hotels. I found nothing. Everything was booked. Bit by bit, I started to get a little desperate. What was I going to do? I had a knapsack. I had maybe a t-shirt, an extra pair of underwear, a sweater, a thin sweater. And it's the Andes. It gets cold at night. All right, I realized at a certain point, this is it. I'm going to have to just camp out for the evening. And I found a park. I located a tree with the least uncomfortable set of roots that I could find. I sat down, I opened up my little backpack, I pulled out a pair of socks, I put that on, in addition to what I had on. I put on the extra t-shirt, I put on the extra sweater, the underwear was there. What am I going to do with this? I pulled it on my head, of course. Anything to keep myself warm. It was getting very cold, and I shivered and chattered the night away and got a few hours of sleep. I woke up probably before the crack of dawn. I could hear some nearby places that would, you know, sell me a coffee, starting to wake up the clanking of pots. I was aching from the cold. I got up and I walked to the nearest place, started to warm myself up, and then made my way to the market, to what I'd come for. As I was walking through the market, then it happened. Suddenly, I was bent over in pain. I had jolts of searing pain ricocheting through my ribs. I was doubled over. I couldn't breathe. I felt, this is it. I'm 16 years old. I'm without my parents. I'm in an Andean town hours away from the capital, and I'm dying of a heart attack. Pretty soon, people noticed that this 6'4" blonde guy was lying on the ground writhing in pain, and they came over, and they tried to help, and they would ask me what was wrong. I couldn't answer. Eventually, I felt hands start to pick me up, and I managed to gasp out a question. ¿Dónde me llevan? Where are you taking me? ¿Un médico? I said, to a doctor. And I heard something. Many of them didn't speak Spanish. They spoke Quechua, a language I didn't understand. I heard the word, however, curandero. The back of my mind, this word, curandero. And I thought to myself, which doctor? Oh, great. As I'm going to either die of a heart attack here in the streets or be cured by an Andean witch doctor. What could go wrong? And sure enough, I was carried down a little street, losing sense of time here, brought into a very dark, I would call it a hovel, cloths hanging down on the sides, dark inside, smoky. I remember the flickering of candles in the corners and some clinking of beads and amulets. Shadowy figures were in the background along the walls. An old man helped them lay me down on a cot. It was draped in kind of ratty fabrics. I was really in bad shape at this point, and this old figure came up to me, and I opened my eyes slightly, and I could see a whiskered, wrinkled face, and bright, bright eyes, twinkling eyes behind them, and then smells of incense in the background, oils, pungent oils, as he started to rub them on my chest, open my shirt, and then I felt a prick in my arm. And warmth covered my entire body. And within seconds, it seemed like, no more pain. It was heavenly. I opened my eyes and this very friendly face was looking at me. Again, that twinkle in the eyes. And I said, "What did you give me? ¿Qué me dio usted?" And he smiled and leaned into my ear and said, "Morfina." Morphine. I guess you know Spanish. So a month later or so, I went to visit my own doctor. He diagnosed me with costochondritis. It wasn't dangerous to my heart the way that I thought it was, but it's an inflammation of the cartilage in between the ribs that can really make it feel like you're going to die of something like a heart attack. I told him about my situation with the witch doctor, and he said, "Witch doctor? He was a healer. He was probably the only one they had, and that shot of morphine he gave you was probably the single best thing he could have given you. You needed muscle relaxant. Boy, did you get it. Thank you."